Back on the record.
Okay, we're back on the record on the matter of Jack Pimentel versus Mayor, City of New London. That's docket number FIC 2021-0213. Attorney Stubbs, you there?
Yes, still there, thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I'm hearing Officer McGee. So we've had an opportunity to look at the in-camera records. Is everybody satisfied with that?
Yeah, okay.
I don't know who wants to begin. Somebody want to begin?
Mr. Chairman, Christian Street. So, you know, after reviewing the in-camera records, I didn't see anything that, which was considered redacted, which should not be released. I think that, you know, they can be released. I don't think they had anything to do with the true attorney-client privilege. So I have no objection to the hearing and officer's report as written.
I would concur. I meant the first one about strategy. I think the cat was out of the bag, to use a nautical term. And I don't think that much information without, you know, disclosing anything really, that much information can be gleaned anyway. But I would just concur with Commissioner Streeter.
I concur with Commissioner Streeter as well. I think the information, as Attorney Murphy pointed out, is limited. It's like 3 or 4 words maximum, and it doesn't reveal any information that's isolated to a case or something that I think the attorney-client privilege would apply to. So I think you're safe with regard to that. It's pretty general, pretty vague. So
I concur.
Okay. All right. Without it, we entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move adoption of the hearing officer's report.
Commissioner Hackett, second.
The motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Mr. Einhorn. I think he's left us. He was on the phone. Mr. Fusashi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Holman Egan, yes. Passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can we get back on with regard to the second
team? We're going to hold off on that one. I think we'll hold off on that one. Then we'll go to 3.
Yes. Commissioner Einhorn does want to rejoin us. So.
Oh, okay.
Yes, and we can do item 3.
You're calling in. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Commissioner Einhorn.
I'm back.
Hey, Jack, thank you. We did conduct the vote on the first matter with Pimentel. I don't know,
Commissioner Street, so, Commissioner Einhorn, we just came back on the record. We discussed how the four of us that were here and present had seen the in-camera records. I mentioned that it was my interpretation that they did not constitute a breach of attorney-client privilege. Just the other three commissioners here concurred, so we took a vote, and it was a 4-0 vote. Do you wish to vote on that matter?
Can he vote on that matter?
Yes, I
can.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, thank you.
Very good. And we're still waiting, Commissioner, to go back to the matter that we were addressing before the break, 2022-0091, Lee Cantor. So we're going to come back to that, but we're going to try to do the other items on the agenda. So number 3, that's currently on the agenda, we did have an amended agenda, so you saw that item 3 is consideration of respondents' motion to waive regulation 121J-37F8 in this matter at Aviva Stahl and Seth Wessler versus Commissioner, State of Connecticut Department of Correction et al., 2021-0697. So that matter was adopted a few meetings ago, I believe. And this is just slightly unusual, but I would ask you to go ahead and vote to waive this regulation. This regulation prohibits the copying of in-camera records for good reason, but also in our regulations, we have a provision that allows the commission to waive a provision if there's good cause shown. So in this instance, it's, again, a little bit odd that DOC in this underlying matter provided records to the commission in camera. We issued an order of partial disclosure, voluminous records. It was like a sample of the greater pile of records that were at issue. So we issued an order, partly ordering disclosure, and we heard from DOC that they do not have copies of the records that they provided with, either they don't have copies of the records that they provided or their numbering system is not in sync with how the records are identified with us. So again, slightly unusual. The respondents are supposed to provide us with a copy and retain a copy so that they'll know what records are being disclosed. But anyhow, in this instance, in order to have the complainants potentially wait, avoid having to wait till the end of an appeal, because we think DOC is looking to try and comply, that's why I'm asking you to waive that regulation that prohibits the copying, and you would allow DOC to come in and obtain a copy of the internal records and then proceed from there.
Who's going to make the copy? Are we going to copy it for DOC?
Well, we can lay that out, probably. We would, you know, maybe perhaps our lawyer who handled the matter can stand there at the copier with the other lawyer for DOC and prepare that. We wouldn't have others who are not allowed access to the in-camera records.
Does the other side object?
No, no objection.
Okay. All right. I would support this.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've shown good cause, and it's kind of a strange thing that doesn't happen a lot. So, you know.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move that we waive the regulation, General Statute Section 121J37F8, for the request of the Executive Director.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call. Of those in favor, Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Mr. Fusashi?
Yes.
Mr. Hankins?
Yes.
Mr. Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously.
Perhaps we can just take care of items now 4 and 5. And these are two matters similar to our last meeting that involve complaints filed by Greg and Jennifer Haythorn. And as with those prior cases, I'm seeking your approval not to grant leave to schedule these matters for hearings because, in my opinion, they would constitute an abuse of our process or perpetrate an injustice under 1206B2 of our statute. And as in the other cases, the materials lay out the reasoning for that. I would just maybe in both cases point you particularly to paragraph E, which describes the records that are at issue in both cases. Both cases involve very voluminous records requests. One case involves requests to many, many people. One of the cases, I believe the first one, looks to be repetitive of a previous case. And with respect to both of them, you'll see that we've shown you that these complainants have filed 22 complaints with the commission. All of the ones to date involving records requests have not been upheld. They've been dismissed. And let's see, they were, yes, all dismissed in their entirety. And those paragraphs, as I said, A through essentially I, set forth the reasons why I believe it's an abuse of our process. So I'd ask you to go ahead and approve my decision on both of those.
This is Commissioner Hankins. I've read both of these, I would wholeheartedly agree with the decision to summarily deny leave to schedule in both matters.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion that we summarily leave to schedule hearings and dockets FIC 2022-0082 and 2022-0083 per the request of the executive director.
Second. Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call. Those in favor, Commissioner Einhorn? Commissioner Einhorn?
Yes.
Commissioner Fuzeci?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Paul Monegan, yes. Passes unanimously.
Item six on pending appeals. I don't think we have a specific report
nothing
today.
To report.
No. Your executive director's report. I don't think anything specific there under staff reports. We need to send out an email formally announcing this, but we have hired somebody to fill the role of director of communications, which was the position that Tom held. His name is Russell Blair. And he will be starting with the commission at the end of this month. He's a former reporter, and his last job was at the Hartford Public Library. So we're very excited to have him come on board. Tom is going to do a lot of training with him initially, but we're very happy to get that position filled. So I think that's all I have. A legislative report, well, that would be under our hearing officer, Paula Perlman, who is still looking at the record and the other matter. But I will just say that we got word that, oh, sorry, Paula, I didn't see you. Do you want to give her, I was just going to give the report about the budget coming out today.
Sure. I mean, I can
tell them
on a couple of other things.
Sure, you can. I'll just say that the budget, as you said, Commissioner Fuzeci, that today was a big day. The budget came out today, and the governor's recommended budget appears to be the same as our requested budget, which is basically a baseline budget with some incremental increases for salary increases and whatnot. So I think that's good news. I don't think we'll be having any kind of budgetary battles, but we shall see. So. Other bills?
Yeah. So as you know, that there was that state police union contract that it did get approved by the legislature. It was when it was taken up by the Appropriations Committee, there was discussion about those supersedence clauses dealing with personnel records. So it was good to see that issue is being taken on by the legislature. Last week, I testified before the Planning and Development Committee on a bill that deals with public comment. The way it's a second year that this proposal has been introduced. The bill, as written, would require public agencies to allow oral testimony at every meeting on every item on a meeting agenda. So we. Basically, in our testimony, it was that public participation is a good thing, but the way this bill is written, it would essentially require the commission at our contested case hearings to allow any member of the public to be part of our contested case hearings. Here at the commission meeting, every member of the public would be afforded an opportunity to comment on the cases that you're considering. So we raised concerns regarding that. There is an interest by legislators to do something about public comment. So we're hoping to work with them, but it just wouldn't be appropriate in all circumstances. And they don't define oral testimony either. In my mind, it's sworn testimony, not just public comment. So that was concerning also, but I wanted to make you aware that we did submit a statement, and I can provide you with a copy of our statement. But I did testify last week. The Government Administration and Elections Committee did meet the other day to raise some concepts. It appears that they're going to be raising the recommendations that the commission approved, those proposals that we asked for you to vote on about a month ago. So we haven't seen it yet, but it does say, and that concerning recommendations of the Freedom of Information Commission. So I'm hoping that those are all our bills or all our proposals. And then just lastly, The address exemption bill is back, so we don't know yet, you know, which categories of employees want to be added to it this year. And so that's one. And then the other one, it's a new one this year, dealing with university research, an exemption for research conducted by university professors. So there's no language for that yet, so we don't, but we are aware of it. And we have talked to the stakeholders, and so we'll see. But I'll keep you guys, I'll keep the commission apprised.
I have one quick question. I thought I read or heard that there is either a bill pending or a bill about to be introduced by the state attorney general, but not attorney general, prosecuting a state's attorney, trying to extend the time frame within which police need to release body cam video. So if that is moving into legislation, I think that would be interesting to keep an eye on. Maybe it's body cam video when there's a police incident that they need more time to release the video of body cam. So I would keep an eye on that.
We haven't been involved in discussions about that. We have been approached by the Police Chiefs Association about body cameras. There's a strong desire to be able to charge for searching and removing or redacting information from the body cameras. So we're just at the beginning stages of studying that.
I think this relates to the number of days or hours within which one needs to release.
Somewhere too.
But it's in a particularly sensitive area where one might say even more important to release quickly, but I would keep it, I think we may not be thought of as a direct party, but we're certainly.
Of course.
Right, right.
Okay, well, we'll go back to
2022-0091. Lee Cantor versus Commissioner, State of Connecticut, Department of Consumer Protection, head on. Attorney, just identify yourself for the record.
Kim McGee.
Thank you.
Paul Perlman.
Okay, thank you. Attorney Perlman.
So I think it would be helpful if I just clarified what records are at issue in that paragraph 16. So you read the paragraph 15 and 16 together. There are three sets of records that are at issue. One I have described as email header information. The other is a set of attachments. And then the third category are two emails. There are two emails. So again, three categories of records. One, header information, two, attachments, and then three, emails. With respect to the header information and the emails, there was no evidence provided by the respondents to indicate that that information had in fact, or has in fact, excuse me, has in fact been provided to the complainant. With respect to the attachments, as was discussed earlier, there was a notice of compliance, what was titled as notice of compliance, but that notice of compliance was compliance with one of my orders. It wasn't complying with the FOI Act, it was complying to an order that I had issued. Attorney McGee did in a certificate of service indicate that some records have been delivered to by U.S. mail to the complainant. But again, one, it's only with respect to the attachments, and second, that wasn't, again, was not evidence. So I wanted to make sure that that was clear, that we are talking about three different sets of records. I would like to offer an amendment to paragraph 16.
For the header information, that was something that the complainant specifically asked for?
Yes.
Okay.
Because at the first hearing,
yeah.
That's when the issue of redactions was brought up. When the respondents came in at the first hearing, they had indicated, well, we've provided her with the complainant with all responsive records. but they had redactions.
But the header information was not provided all the way after.
It was not provided at that time. They claimed, they initially claimed that the header information was exempt pursuant to the attorney-client privilege, and then they withdrew that claim subsequently after the hearings.
And then with regard to the attachments, the counsel has indicated that she certified that these records were sent to, I believe it was the attachment records, were sent to the complaint. Is that correct? Is that correct, counsel?
It is.
So that's what you were certifying, is that those records were sent to the complaint?
Yes, at the date on the filing is January 6, 2023, so that's when it was sent.
And Attorney Perlman is saying that your certification was in response to your order, Attorney Perlman, is that correct?
Correct.
So it was appropriate that counsel certify that she sent whatever she sent to you to the complainant, but it was part of this hearing in the process. It wasn't being submitted in response to the complaint's request. It was being submitted in response to your order.
Correct.
And originally, when the request was made by the complainant, the complainant did not receive the attachments.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Based on the evidence that I have, okay. She has not.
So, as I said, I'd like to offer an amendment, though, to paragraph 16. I suggest deleting the first sentence in its entirety. So delete, nevertheless, it is found, that sentence, and replace it with, however, the respondents did not request to reopen the hearing to submit additional evidence or request to file an after-filed exhibit attesting that such records were provided to the complainant. And then we would keep the second sentence. It is there.
Repeat that?
Sure. So, however, the respondents did not request to reopen the hearing to submit additional evidence or request to file an after-filed exhibit attesting that such records were provided to the complainant.
And again, the records we're referring to are?
The records were for any of those three, the three categories of records.
Well, I didn't know how the emails were addressed. I made notes, but I didn't make notes on how the emails were addressed.
So the
headers, no information was provided. So, and that was your point to begin with. If no information was provided, they're in violation and they have to be.
I'm sorry, could you? I wasn't hearing it.
So you've talked about three categories of information that were requested by the complaint: headers, the attachments, and the emails. I don't have anything on what happened with the emails, but the header, you indicated previously that regardless of whether the complaint received the attachment, there's no information on whether the complaint received the header.
Correct.
Okay. Well, can you tell me
about all the other emails?
About the emails, yes.
So the majority of the records that are being claimed to be exempt from disclosure are emails, and that's addressed in paragraphs 17 on. So where it says with respect to the remaining in-camera records, those deal with all the other records that were submitted in camera.
And were those given to the?
And those are, I'm not finding, I'm finding that they're exempt. Those are exempt from disclosure.
Oh, they're exempt. Okay.
It's just the header information that I'm finding is not exempt from disclosure. Because they withdrew their claim on that.
Okay.
In addition.
On the emails?
On the email header information.
And they withdrew that? If they withdrew the claim on the header information, then how can you find them in violation?
Because they had not provided it. There's no evidence that they provided it to the complainant.
But if the claim for it is withdrawn,
The respondents claim that they're exempt from disclosure.
The respondents claim is withdrawn. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. Could you repeat the amendment one more time, please?
So it would delete the first sentence.
Yeah.
And it would read, however, the respondents did not request to reopen the hearing to submit additional evidence or request to file an after-filed exhibit attesting that such records were provided to the complainant.
Attorney McGee.
I don't have anything to add.
Mr. Chairman, I will move that we amend the hearing officer's report in paragraph 16, deleting the first sentence and adding the language as described by the hearing officer.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor of the amendment only. Commissioner Einhorn? Commissioner Einhorn? John Einhorn? Commissioner Fuzeci?
Yes.
Commissioner Hankins?
Yes.
Commissioner Streeter?
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. I don't know if it passes unanimously because we haven't heard from Attorney Einhorn, but it passes. Mr. Einhorn, are you there? John Einhorn? Okay. I just want to make a comment. I think based on what Attorney Perlman is saying, that your notation or your certification that you sent these records was in compliance with her order, not with the petitioner's request for information. That's different.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, thank you. So, all right. I entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we adopt the amended hearing officer's report.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Is there discussion? Hearing none, I'll take a roll call of those in favor. Commissioner Einhorn. Commissioner Einhorn. Mr. Fuzeci.
Yes.
Mr. Hankins.
Yes.
Mr. Streeter.
Yes.
And myself, Owen Egan, yes. Passes unanimously. Thank you, Attorney McGee. Thank you, Attorney Perlman. Thank you for your patience.
Mr. Chairman, I move we adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. I'll take a roll call of those in favor to adjourn. Commissioner Einhorn. Commissioner Fuzeci.
Yes.
Mr. Hankins.
Yes.
Mr. Streeter.
Yes.
And myself. Yes.
Thank you.
Owen Egan. Yes.
Thank
all right. Have a nice night.
Yes.
Time.
Wow.
That's
true.
Yeah.
What is the professor's name? High school.